You're listening to RM Breakfast, 28 minutes past six. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. We're going to start with tennis and Bernard Tomic's preferential treatment by the Wimbledon abacus, and Leighton Hewitt's wildcard entry didn't do either of them much good last night. Despite being seeded at 20 on the grass, considerably above his computer ranking, Tomic lost to another bloke at SW19, courtesy of a wildcard. That's the lyrical Belgian, David Goffin. He was playing at Wimbledon for the first time. Tomic won the first set but lost the next three, during which he was booed by the crowd for mistreating his racket. Now, Hewitt's exit was more dignified. He ran, he chased, he pumped his fist as if he was 21, not 31. But in the end, the 2002 champion was well beaten by the number five seed, the Frenchman Joe Wilfried Tsonga. So with the first round departure of the third Australian playing overnight, Matthew Ebden, for the first time since 1938, when they still played in long duds, Australia won't have a player in the gentlemen's singles draw in the second round. And there's only one Australian woman through to the second round, Sam Stosur, after Ashley Barty and Casey Delacroix. They lost overnight as well. In other results, Britain's or Scotland's, depending on your perspective, Andy Murray thrashed Nikolai Davidenko. Rafael Nadal is through to the second round, as is Serena Williams in the ladies' draw. In basketball, replete with Lauren Jackson, the Opals beat Brazil last night 80-73. Recovering from a hamstring injury, Jackson was equal top scorer alongside Belinda Snell. Jackson had 15 points from just the mere 17 minutes she spent on court. In Australian football, the Twits at Carlton, they're at it again. Brock McLean, the latest player about to attract the full opprobrium of the AFL for dumb behaviour on Twitter. He quickly deleted an offensive remark about another tweeter's mother, but not before it had entered the Twitter sphere when it was forwarded on by others. And in rugby league, Queensland has nominated Billy Slater and his wobbly knee in an extended squad of 20 for the third State of Origami game on July the 4th, and that leaves Queensland with all sorts of options at number one. Slater, if he's fit, or one of Darius Boyd, Matt Bowen, or Greg Inglis, if he isn't. You have to say that Mal Meninga is playing with the Blues minds yet again. I'll be back with more sport later this morning, Fran.
Thanks very much, Warwick.